Archer's Omnibus for the week 14 to 19 January 2001.
If
it's got to be on the ground floor.
Instead of the family room, we could use 43 is available. We put a child's bed in there before.
Maybe. Let's see.
Such a shame Kate and Haley had to fall out.
Oh, Kate was in a right strop.
No, I know she can react badly.
No, hang on.
It's just because she's insecure.
No, we can't use 43.
No?
That's where we're putting the chap with the wheelchair tomorrow.
Ah, access. Start again. Her poems used to be full of insecurity, you know. She was at war with the world.
Well, she's got Haley up in arms now.
Oh, dear.
She didn't need telling she's not Phoebe's mum.
Well, it is so difficult taking a mother's place. What if we... Oh, no, that won't work.
I mean, they both care about Phoebs.
But... arguing doesn't help anyone.
Well, too right.
How are things left?
Complete standoff.
These situations need calm discussion.
Fat chance.
Lines of communication must be kept open.
That's why I'm going round to see Kate later.
Oh, well, that's good.
Don't know what I'm going to say, though.
Oh. Oh, I think I found a solution.
Roy, I've asked you about Thursday evening, haven't I?
Yeah, I'll be here, no worries.
The foam rubber people want to bring dinner forward half an hour.
Oh, I wish they'd make their minds up.
Have you told John Paul?
Yes, he was quite relaxed about it.
Really?
For Jean Paul. But I'm glad you'll be around, just in case.
Yeah, no problem. You just have a good time at the housewarming.
Oh, is this Oliver Sterling's do?
I've said I'll look in.
And it's on Thursday. But he's only moving in tomorrow, isn't he?
Well, that's why it's a housewarming.
Well, it seems a bit rushed to me. Well, I suppose that's why he hasn't got all the invitations out yet.
Come on, what about getting to these Herefords?
I only came to check on these because you were chatting.
Sorry, I couldn't get away from George.
Are you going to be all right in the car?
Yeah.
It's quite the journey.
Well, I promise I'll suffer in silence.
Are you sure?
I want to see these beasts in the flesh.
Do you think it's all right in here?
It is a bit busy.
Shall I open the shutter as well?
Yeah, probably best to.
Anyway, the cars can get down below the draft.
Well, it's the bugs we don't want getting cosy.
George look chirpy.
Ah, well, it's the prospect of lunch with Mum and Dad.
There's a nice red breathing on the dresser.
Oh, yeah. It's all right for the leisured classes.
I don't think Phil would call himself leisured at the moment.
Oh, anything but. Mind you, Chris is slowing down a bit.
Until her back's better, anyway.
Maybe even after that.
Oh?
George reckons she's quite enjoying taking it easy.
Is she now?
Yeah, but since we can't...
OK, let's get moving.
Right.
Come in. Caroline, I thought you might like to see this.
Mm-hmm. It's
the reallocation of suites for tomorrow and Tuesday.
Oh. Why do I need to see it?
Oh, you don't need to, but the way we've got round the late bookings is quite ingenious.
Right, thank you.
Actually, I've been thinking about what you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
About Oliver Sterling's housewarming.
Yes.
Poor man, trying to do everything in such a hurry.
Mm.
So difficult when you're new to an area, isn't it?
I am quite
you
busy.
You want to build up a new network of friends, but you don't really know who's who.
Oliver's new to Ambridge, not to Borsetshire.
But he's not familiar with the complex contours of our social landscape, is he?
No, I suppose not.
Perhaps he could do with someone informed in these matters, offering him a little guidance.
Guidance?
Like yourself, for example.
You think I should tell Oliver who to invite to his party?
Oh, good heavens, no. I was speaking in general terms.
I see.
If this was my office, I'd have some decent chairs.
Oh, sit behind the desk. That one's okay.
Well, don't you need the computer?
No, I'm not staying much longer.
Oh.
As soon as I find how much time we lost drilling due to breakdowns last year. I'm going to get back to the lambing shed.
I hardly ever see you at the moment.
Yeah, it's unfortunate timing, that's all.
I know.
Anything but lambing, you could come over with me.
I've talked it through with Mum, but it's not the same.
Haley really got to you, didn't she?
Were you surprised?
She actually said you're an irresponsible mother.
Yes. As good as.
Oh, That's awful, Kate.
Now, what gives her the right? I didn't ask her to get involved with Phoebe.
No.
And what am I supposed to do? I forget I've got a daughter and just walk away?
No, of course you can't.
So unfair. I mean, she's got Roy and... Ah!
Well, what's the matter?
That hurt.
What, is the baby moving?
No. Oh, just a twinge.
You all right?
Yeah. If Lucas was here, I'd have someone as well.
Well, he'll be over soon. And we're all behind you. You know that?
Yeah.
We really are, Kate.
Well, that's why I came back. But it's doing my head in. I hardly get any time with Phoebe.
Yeah, it is unfair. You're so good together.
Yeah, so why can't she stay over? I want to get her ready for bed and read her a story.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Hayley's being so unreasonable.
Well, what time's Roy due?
A quarter of an hour ago. That's how important I am. Being late doesn't matter.
Oh, he's not like that.
Well, there's probably no point talking to him anyway. She's the problem.
You've got to start somewhere.
Oh, that's a relief.
The chance to look on our own.
The chance to catch my breath. It was killing me trying to keep up.
I tried dropping Paul a few hints.
Yeah, I noticed.
In a while to realise.
Nice chap, though.
Proud enough of his live weight gains.
He is a bit of an enthusiast, isn't he?
Mind you, he's got a right to be.
Yeah, he's running a good operation.
I thought the farm shop was great.
Very impressive. I tell you, we're not leaving without a decent chunk of beef to take, huh?
Just what I was going to say.
I know, you spent long enough ogling the chill cabinet.
Well, if we're considering Hereford, we should know what they taste like.
And we are still considering them?
I think so, don't you?
Well, he wasn't slow to point out the advantages.
He knew most of it. Yeah.
This one's a beauty.
Oh. Good solid muscle.
Yeah, unlike me. Oh. Hey, we'll have to find out the herd history.
We'll ask before we go.
Wouldn't mind knowing what he's selling heifers for.
I'm feeling quite cagey about that.
Good stock doesn't come cheap.
If they're worth it, we can afford it.
Yeah, plus if we're cutting costs on our arable.
That's got to save something in the long run.
Yep. And for a start, we lose the cost of upgrading our kit.
I take it we've definitely decided to contract out the arable.
To Home Farm? Well, I'm happy if you are.
I'm all for it. Maybe they'll have that new drill by the autumn.
Well, that still depends on Debbie winning Brian over.
I'll go and see her during the week, talk over some figures.
Oh, no, let me. Talking's one of the few things I can do at the moment.
Fair enough.
Plus, I want to know how their lambing's gone. Hey, just imagine, herd of these turned out in the spring in Midsummer Meadow.
Our own herd.
A nice bull in with the heifers.
They look quite something, don't they?
Red cattle, white faces. It's so... Oh, I don't know. How farms used to be.
You old romantic.
And the meat sells for a nice, healthy premium.
Thanks for letting me come round.
I thought you might have brought Phoebe with you.
No.
Is she all right?
Yeah.
What's she doing this afternoon?
I don't know. I've come straight from work.
I've been thinking about her all day.
Well, if it's not too cold, we walk down to the Am Sundays.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I mean, you've really tuned into her again, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah.
Then why is Hayley being so bloody-minded about me?
She's not.
You saw her.
She was just rattled on Friday.
Rattled?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Roy. She lost it completely.
Only because she cares so much about Phoebe.
And I don't.
Of course you do.
Do you know what it feels like? I'm her mum, and I can't even have her stay one night.
Oh, maybe that can happen.
What?
Phoebe likes it here.
And you'd be okay with her staying over?
Yeah. Oh. You know, eventually.
Oh, right, eventually.
It's still a bit early, that's all.
Oh, no, what you mean is Hayley's against it.
No. No, she just says, and I agree with her. Phoebe's had too many changes lately.
Oh, it's not about routine. Hayley's just jealous.
Jealous?
Yeah, of how quickly Phoebe's got close to me again.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably some truth in that.
What?
It's only human nature. The same way you're jealous of her.
I'm not.
No.
I'm Phoebe's mum. I don't need to be.
The trouble is, we all love her. And we're all pulling her about. It's getting to her, Kate.
Yeah?
It's having a bad effect.
Well, how?
She's waking up early, and bangs around the flat. And it won't settle to play.
I don't want to hurt her.
I know.
But I'm not going to be pushed out of her life.
No one's trying to do that.
Well, you might not be.
You know what you were saying? You're taking Phoebes on the Blackberry line.
Oh, why not? She'd love it.
Yeah, it'll be great for her. I've seen a steam train. She loves Thomas.
You're saying I can?
Yeah.
And she can sleep here afterwards?
Not yet, if you don't mind.
Well, I do mind, if that's your best offer.
Only I think Hayley should go and all.
What?
Why not?
Can we have a serious conversation here?
I think it'd be really good if Hayley went with you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Listen, I know what Phoebe means to you.
Oh, Roy.
When you went away, leaving her was the hardest thing, the hardest thing ever. I know that. And I know you did it for her sake.
Then why is Hayley throwing that back in my face?
You're both fighting for the same thing. What you've got to show Phoebe is, whatever happens, she won't get hurt.
Of course she won't. Well,
that's not how it seems to her now. She's being dragged all over.
Then it's better if Hayley and I don't see each other.
No. I reckon if Phoebe had a day with the two of you, sort of getting along, letting her know she's number one...
It'd be a disaster.
Not if you wanted it to work. Both of you.
Is this Hayley's idea?
No. Well?
No. I don't know.
You were pretty knackered when you took Phoebe to the play centre last week, weren't you?
You want
to
try moving around like this?
Well, wouldn't another pair of hands be useful?
Well, Mum could come with me again. I don't need...
Well, don't decide straight away.
Roy...
Think about it, that's all. Yeah?
OK, but don't hold your breath.
All I'm saying... If you were Phoebe, what would you want to happen?
What is it, then?
Oh, hello. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Ah, so our guide to the nature trails lit you down.
Well, have a look at the section on trees.
Ah. Fine when they've got their leaves on, but no use in the middle of winter.
I think red buds is lime.
You're probably right. But don't ask me if they're common or broad-leaved.
No. I thought while the cafe's quiet, I'd see how well geared up we are for the school parties.
Hence putting our guide to the test.
Mm, seemed like a good idea.
And you don't think much of it?
It'd be fine in summer, but...
No good now.
We could do with a winter guide as well.
Well, point taken. Are you walking back up?
Oh, yes.
I'll come with you. I want to check the last of the finger posts.
I promise you, teachers can be very finicky.
And it's a whole school coming through on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, Hollerton Junior.
What's that one, then?
Oh, that's easy. An oak.
Quite right.
Knees and elbows.
Sorry.
That's what the bare branches look like.
Yeah, what a good way to remember.
Yeah, I picked that up when I took a class to, do you know Barefield Manor?
Near Shelley Magna, I certainly do know it.
Isn't it a beautiful building?
Yes, this is probably.
Probably.
A friend of Tim Beecham's had his wedding reception there. After the first couple of hours, something of a haze descended.
No.
I organised a bridesmaid steeplechase through the Knot Garden, apparently.
You didn't.
Must have been something wrong with the champagne.
Well, apart from being very good for weddings, its shop is really geared up for children.
And you think we should do the same?
A large school party of children, all with a couple of quid to spend on souvenirs?
I suppose so. Damn. Hmm? That's just what I was afraid of.
Oh, the wind has given it a battering.
It's so good having a sign pointing that way to the cafe.
Hmm. Well, at least the post's not broken.
It's just come loose, that's all. I'll tell Titcomb.
We don't want year one trooping off into the lake while they're searching for sticky buns.
No. You know, you might have a point about the shop.
I'm not finding fault.
You're only doing what a good manager should, looking for improvement.
Oh.
You've been so positive. And given... Well, forgive me, but, I know you're not having the easiest of times.
With Sid?
It's none of my business. All I'm saying...
I'm keeping my fingers crossed the worst over.
Good.
At least we seem to have sorted out the money.
Well, that's something.
And who she was putting in for the decree absolute.
It must be a relief to feel that you're pulling through.
Nigel!
Oh, it is, believe me.
All right, Lizzie?
I thought you'd be back by now.
Sorry, I distracted you.
No, not at all.
Look, Lewis can't come over.
More problems at Arkwright Hall.
Yeah, the decorators have got one ceiling completely wrong.
Oh, Lord.
So he won't be able to look after Lily and Freddie while Julia goes...
Oh, Mummy's appointment at the hairdresser. Oh. Where's she got them?
In the gallery. I take over, but I've got a planning meeting with Beverly in 5 minutes.
If you're really stuck...
No, I'm out in time for the mini-partiers. I'll get straight down there.
Thanks, Nigel.
And get Cathy to tell you her brilliant idea for the shop.
Oh? It's not brilliant at all.
What is it?
I was just wondering if we've got the right mix of stock for school parties, that's all.
What's the problem?
I don't think we've got enough low-priced goods.
There's the fudge and the tins of sweets.
Yeah, I know. I meant basic souvenirs. You know, posters, pencils, pens.
Mm, I suppose not.
I know there's not much profit per item.
But if you're getting a good turnover...
Yeah, it mounts up. If you like, I can look through the stock.
You know, you're quite right.
Perhaps I can make a few suggestions.
Oh, no, thanks, but you're busy enough with the cafe.
Well, as it happens...
We've left a real gap there. As soon as I've seen Beverly, I'll get on to it. It shouldn't take long.
I was right getting cherry flapjack.
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
It's for after her tea.
You are so good to her.
Well, that's what aunties are for, isn't it? And I wanted an excuse to go into Ambridge Organics.
Ooh, what for?
To see how Kirsty's getting on.
Ooh, what's she think of it?
Well, she loves it.
Yeah. How can anyone enjoy working with Helen Archer?
Well, that's just it. Kirsty gets to hear all Tom's little secrets from her.
Yeah, such as.
Oh, why tell you?
The soul of discretion, me.
Right. It's to do with his underwear.
No, I'm not sure I do want to know.
Or rather, the pair of Helen's pants he nicked.
What?
They had little pink dragons on and he thought they looked much smarter than his own ones.
You're joking.
Mind you, he was only six when he did it.
Oh!
And he refused to give them back. They were his favourite pair for months.
What a picture. Tom Archer wandering around in pink knickers.
No, no. Kirsty thinks there's a few more stories to come.
I'm sure
we're looking in here, are we?
Hi, sweetheart.
Are you coming to Auntie Brenda? Obviously not. We'll see if I care, Phoebe.
Oh, I sort of said when you got in, there's a message on the answer phone.
Oh, yeah? Who from?
Kate.
Ooh, what's she want?
Oh, not sure. No, she gabbles.
Does she want me to ring her back?
Well, it sort of sounded like she wants me to get in touch. That can't be right, can it?
Here it comes.
I've divided it between the two of them.
Are we up to creme and caramel, mes enfants?
There you are.
Hey, Cathy, you haven't taken on all the waitressing as well.
Owen wanted to show Emma a food handling video, and since it's quiet...
There's no one in the gallery either.
Where? Do you like puddings, young man?
Oh, silly question. Other end of the spoon, Lily. Let me.
Isn't it hard work when they start trying to feed themselves?
Ooh. All right, you have a go.
I didn't mean to go on about the shop earlier.
Oh, you were right to mention it. Is that good?
Do you want some help, Freddy?
Oh, would you mind?
Of course not. All I've done is give Elizabeth something else to worry about.
That's not your fault.
I'd have been happy to check the stock myself.
But she jumped in first.
Only to save me the work.
She's hopeless at delegating.
What I couldn't get across to her was I quite like responsibility.
Lily, it's no good pushing it up your nose. Yeah, no, look, come on, down a bit. There.
I didn't know what I was taking on when I came here.
Look, if it was just up to me, you'd have been managing the cafe and shop right from the start. Having a manager should mean Lizzie doesn't need to work so hard.
Especially if she's got an operation ahead of her.
Oh, that's what I keep telling her. It's no good. Time off is time wasted, as far as she's concerned.
Careful, Freddy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't throw pudding at your daddy.
I've tried getting her to sit down and read a magazine or something, but she won't relax while anyone else is working. Well done. All gone, Lily. All gone.
Then why not take her out? Have a day off.
Far too frivolous.
Well,
unless we could combine business and pleasure.
You've been having treats.
Half a creme caramel each. Minus what they've lobbed at me.
Was it nice?
Cathy, I know it's early, but you might as well close.
It has been quiet all afternoon.
Well, the last visitor's just left the car park.
How did it go with Beverly?
Oh, she's up to speed on our advertising strategy.
Good.
And then I looked in the shop, and you're right. There's not much to draw children in.
Could be a little more appealing.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Why not let Cathy deal with it?
Well, she's got enough on getting used to the cafe.
I know what I'm doing now.
How have you got so much pudding up your nose?
Do you want a tissue?
Oh, please.
Look, you're going to be so busy with the gallery programme.
I can't have you looking like that.
We've got the printers tonight, and then the accountants tomorrow.
No, I've worked it out, Nigel. Is it the Waterley Cross lot on Thursday?
Hollerton Junior.
Yeah, well, then there'll only be one class in the shop at a time. I'll keep dropping in during the day and talk to some of the kids. What would they like to see on sale?
Impossible, I'm afraid. You'll have to leave it to Cathy.
Sorry?
You don't mind, do you, getting feedback from the punters?
Well, no.
Nigel, I've already said.
We won't be here, Lizzie.
What? Thursday's the one day with nothing planned.
Au contraire. We're at Barefield Manor.
Barefield? What on earth for?
To address the problem of Lower Loxley not being child-friendly enough. I've heard they put us in the shade. Oh? It's our professional duty to see what lessons we can learn.
Well, what about Hollerton Junior?
Our first-class management team will take care of that.
I'm sure we'll manage.
Oh, no, Nigel.
Sorry, but I will not be swayed.
Nigel?
In this game, you've got to be ruthless to survive.
Yes, but...
And if that means the occasional day out with full cream tea, we'll just have to tough it out.
Right, if I don't make a move now, I never will.
Oh, it looks miserable out there.
Are you going to call in a shop, see if Mum's blown up the computer yet?
Oh, she's fussing over nothing. They wouldn't have had any problems.
Nah, probably not.
Hey, babes, are you going to thank... She was here a minute ago.
She just snuck out to see if the giraffes are in her bedroom now.
Child!
I'll say goodbye on my way out. And while she's not here, I'm 100% behind you, Hayley.
Oh, right.
Well, Kate should just keep her nose out altogether.
Brenda...
No, I'm sorry, the minute she took off on safari, she gave up being a mother.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. She's got a flaming nerve pretending to be the perfect mum now.
Yeah, it's not that simple.
Look, you've got your opinion, I've got mine. And if Kate ever asks me, I'll let her know what it is.
Okay, we got the message.
Anyway, see ya.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you.
Thank you for the flapjack, Brenda.
You in there, feet. Goodbye.
Oh, if Radio Borsetshire ever gets rid of her, she can always become a diplomat, I suppose.
But, you know, it's actually quite nice hearing someone else get worked up about Kate.
Well, she can afford to. We can.
Well, at least it's not just me.
Right, see ya.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
So, what about this phone call?
You're not serious.
Well, yeah.
You're not expecting me to ring Kate.
You said she wanted to talk to you.
What good would it do? You didn't get very far suggesting a day out, did you?
Well, she's obviously got something to say.
Well, she probably has, I just don't want to hear it.
Well, why not give her the benefit of the doubt?
Oh, yes. That always pays off with Kate, doesn't it? Can't you phone her?
I could do.
Go on.
But the problem isn't between me and her.
Oh, Roy.
I know it isn't easy. But tell me, who's all this upset hurting most?
She hasn't been still for 5 minutes today, has she?
Flipping giraffes.
Kate showed her a photo of some, that's why.
Well, she knows we're fighting over her.
We're not fighting. I mean, I accept Kate's got the right to see her sometimes.
Yeah, and if you went out with them, you could keep an eye on them together.
I'm not entirely against the idea.
Good.
In principle. But even if I agree to it, Kate won't.
You won't know if you don't phone.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Hayley.
Yeah. I'll have the sewing kit ready when I get my head bitten off.
What are you going to say?
Well, suggest we meet up and talk, that's all.
Great.
I'm not going to apologise for anything I've said. It's simply, does she want to discuss the idea of a day out over coffee, yes or no? Well,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, well, I won't have you say I'm not trying.
That's all you can do.
But after this, the ball's in her court.
How long do you think you'll need?
Oh, not too long.
Have I got time to run into Borchester after I've dropped you off?
Oh, yeah, not going to be that quick. I've got to talk about the lamb for a start.
It is about time Hassett Hills went up a gear.
Yeah, Debbie thinks so too. And then I'll see if Home Farm's interested in taking on our arable.
She'll go for that, won't she?
Spec so.
If they do get the new drill, do we know our land will bring down their costs?
Well, our bit's not going to make much difference.
Every little helps.
Well, I'll see what she says.
But don't start making commitments about fees.
Ruth?
Sorry.
I'm not going to start signing dodgy deals behind your back.
Glad to hear it.
Though I was going to suggest a yield bonus, you know, if they do a good job and bump up the yield.
Well, that makes sense.
I'll suggest it in principle anyway.
If the drill's as fancy as Debbie makes out, we should get the benefit as well.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's time we were moving.
Right.
What are you doing in Borchester?
I'm going to the farm supplies. We need some new foot shears.
Ah, hey, can you get some udder cream as well?
I thought we're running low. Do you want your jacket?
Yeah, please.
And Jill's asked me to pick up the property guide from Rodway and Watson.
No, it's not the best time of year to be looking.
No. Can you manage?
Can you just pull the...
There you go.
Thanks. Now, Mum was saying she wasn't thrilled by the details they've been sent through so far.
So I gathered.
As for Dad, with all the extra work we've landed on him, house hunting's the last thing on his mind.
Hey, the more fuss you make, the longer it takes.
Eddie, I've got
to a flask.
Oh, I thought Debbie was bringing that. Hold still.
Mrs. David, where shall I
put it? Anywhere down there, Mrs. Aldridge. Look, have you got a minute?
Well, I'm in...
You couldn't pass a rubber ring, could you?
Oh, one of these?
Yeah, that's it. And the thing to stretch it.
Oh, you're docking him.
That comes next. First of all, still little filler.
Oh, I see. Debbie wanted to know if you're coming tomorrow.
Come on. What, tomorrow?
And for the late shift on Thursday. Pret's got flu.
Hey, stop being awkward. Look, can you hold his head, Mrs. Aldridge?
Me?
It's all right. I've got the business end.
I'm not really pressed.
It won't take a second. It'd be easier all round.
Well, all right. Here we are. Oh.
Right, that's it. I can't be much out tomorrow.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. I'm calling in first thing, but then I've got a bit of a job on elsewhere.
Oh, we'll manage.
That's it. Yeah, just the tail.
Do you still need me?
Oh, take a moment. I can do work Thursday evening, though.
Oh, well, that'll be marvellous. We've all been invited to...
Range 4?
Yes.
Oliver Sterling's ex-woman.
Well, we couldn't very well say no.
Can't wait to get in, can I?
Oh, Eddie, it's not his fault.
Right, you can let go now. Funny how soon people forget, isn't it?
Hello?
You're
Oh, I thought it was you out there.
Yeah, well, I was just passing and I saw the lights on. Didn't think there was anybody home at this time.
Well, there isn't usually.
So I was checking, nothing was amiss, is it?
Oh, that's really good of you. I'm usually home quite late, but I did the breakfast show.
Ah.
I came in starving.
Is that bacon cooking?
Yeah. Only the trouble is I've put far too much on.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Mustn't let it burn. You couldn't help me out, could you?
Yeah, what do you mean, help out?
Well, I never manage all this on my own.
Oh, that's a pity.
Can you manage a rasher or two?
Yeah, well, I don't normally eat at this time of day. But if it's helping you out...
Oh, it would be.
Yeah, well, in that case, I'm all right tying my cap up, am I?
Yeah, close the door, it's freezing.
Oh, it's lovely and warm in here.
Is it all right in a sandwich?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Dad always complains we have eaten on too much.
Ah, well, you can eat it on a day like this.
Yeah, of course you do.
Mind, I don't like having it on in the cottage, just for myself.
Go on, sit down.
Yeah, well, it was a bit quiet down there, so I decided on a walk. Don't know why I come this way.
It's not so long since you lived in our backyard.
Ah, yeah, well, that's true.
There you go.
Oh, well, that's very civil. You sure I ain't...
Oh, no, of course you're not. Yeah. Help yourself to ketchup.
Not very much.
And, let's get another mug.
Mug?
There's tea in the pot.
Oh, is there, eh?
You pour.
Right you are.
The sugar and milk.
Ah, yeah, well, I can see it, yeah.
Mum reckons food always tastes better in company.
She's quite right, too, yeah. And this is a proper table for eating at.
It does us, I suppose.
Yeah. My Susan used to say the kitchen table was the heart of a farmhouse. She went far wrong.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
We had a lovely one at Grange Farm. Terrible waste, selling it.
Shame you had to.
One we got now. Don't make you want to sit round and talk very much.
You know what me and Roy used to do with this one?
Oh, what's that?
Hide under it whenever Mum and Dad wanted a private chat. Didn't understand half of what we heard most times.
Oh, young Ed was the same. Always used to hide under the table when he was in trouble. Yeah?
Don't let your sandwich go cold.
No. There was this one time, see, when he found a cake Clary was saving special.
I suppose it can't do any harm.
Haley's coming over here.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, if they can come to better arrangements about Phoebe.
Oh, will they, though?
At least they're trying.
Kate is, anyway. You know, I always felt Hayley was getting too possessive. We should have done something.
Like what?
We could have stood up more for Kate while she was away.
I don't see how.
Oh, David and Debbie must have finished.
Ah.
Coming out of the office.
Kate left Phoebe with Roy, not us.
Yeah, well, I'm not disputing that. Come in, David.
Hi. No sign of Ruth?
No, not yet. Come and join us.
How's the invalid doing?
Oh, on the mend.
Oh, don't worry about your boots. Come and sit down.
Driving's still awkward.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another few days.
Tea? Coffee?
Oh, neither, thanks. Does it look awful if I stay standing?
No, not if it's more comfortable.
Oh, she's here soon. I don't want to be bobbing up and down.
Useful meeting?
Yeah. I'm impressed with your lambing figures.
Shh, don't tempt fate. I'm not quite finished.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. You'll never believe what Eddie got Jenny to do this afternoon.
Thank you, Brian.
What?
So, it was useful talking to Debbie, was it?
Yes, you wanted to hear about the Herefords we've been looking at.
Oh, yes.
Ruth told me what delicious steaks he brought back.
Yeah, they were great. So you're going for Herefords? Sure they're commercial?
Well, we wouldn't be going for them otherwise.
Good luck to you. Any investments are risk these days.
Actually, that's the other thing Debbie and I were discussing.
Oh, yeah?
Though I don't want to steal her thunder. You're probably better hearing it from her.
They were his sisters, isn't he?
With bright pink dragons all over them.
The great soft flummoxy.
He was only six.
Yeah, you. It's funny what kids does at that age. Now, Eddie can't have been much older when he...
Hello?
Talk to the devil?
It's open.
You ain't seen her. Oh, there you are.
Shut the door, Eddie. It's freezing.
Oh, Bert said he saw you coming this way.
What are you doing?
Well, a man can go for a walk, can't he?
Yeah, don't look as though you've been doing much walking.
Young Brenda Tucker here very kindly invited me in for a cup of tea.
Your dad was very thoughtful, made sure he weren't being burgled.
Aye. Yeah, that's right. I only looked in to see why there was lights on.
The least I could do was offer him a sandwich.
Oh, that's nice of you. Look, I'm sorry if he's been a nuisance.
A nuisance?
Oh, come on, Dad. Time to get home.
We've had a real good chat, haven't we, Joe?
Yeah, we have. Very entertaining.
It's time we were heading back.
Well, you fetch me things off for your getting in.
Yeah, okay.
It's right what I was telling you about the pop concert at Green Farm.
Oh, I believe you.
Chinese white bedsock, they called themselves, didn't they, Eddie?
There you go.
Got that group?
Yeah, somewhere like that. It'd talk your ears off if you stayed any longer.
I've enjoyed the company.
Yeah, well, you see, some folks appreciate the talents of a natural raconteur.
Well, come on, give us the benefits at home. See you, Brenda.
Yeah, bye. And call any time you like, Joe.
Yeah, I might take you up on that.
Oh, come on, Dad.
You didn't have to come looking for me. I'm quite capable.
I know.
And I got a warmer welcome here. Much warmer, in fact, than from folks who should know better. Pinder Snell, for example.
I was only worried because I didn't know where you worked.
Where's the van?
Other side of the cattle grid.
Well, he wouldn't have stopped, only I saw she was lonely.
Brenda?
Yeah, well, it's only natural not having the benefits of grandparents around.
What benefits are those?
Her parents is always working. She's got nobody to sit and swap tails with.
Oh, I see. So eating all them sandwiches.
I didn't want her to look like I was being charitable.
All right.
Whereas Mrs. Snell couldn't get rid of me fast enough last week. Here, do you get in touch with her friend?
Yeah, certainly did. I'm giving Maddie Watkins an estimate for the patio in the morning, which she's going to jump in.
You're confident, aren't you?
She won't be able to say no the price I'm getting the slate for. Then I'm dropping a trailer full off straight after. I'll show her who's a reliable timekeeper.
What's her charge her extra for being so snotty?
The job should be good for a couple of thou, any road.
It's going to be expensive taking state all the way past Eton Cross.
Yeah, well, actually, transport costs is something I don't have to worry about.
Eight? Hop in.
I told you I could have managed.
Six bags of shopping.
I'd have gone back to the car.
So much for a quick trip to the farm supplies.
I didn't keep you waiting too long.
No.
Only I remember we were out of cereal and sausages.
We're obviously low on pecan and maple slices as well. How many did you
get? There were three for the price of two. I thought you liked them.
I love them. Strawberries?
I know. They're flown in. They cost a fortune. But they'll make Pip and Josh's day.
What's got into you?
Oh, I thought the weather's so miserable we all needed a bit of a treat.
Oh, not complaining. Hey, great. Olives.
To go with the pizza. Take your mind off the aches and pains for a while.
Oh.
Anyway, how did you get on?
Oh, fine.
Debbie liked the idea of taking on our oracle?
She did. She said it would be the finishing touch to her report.
Has she got it ready?
No, she's giving it to Brian tonight.
Did you have a look?
Yeah. It's a very nice piece of work. Complete statistics on all repair costs and time lost in the field drilling for the last 5 years.
She doesn't mess about.
I'll see. She's even got projections of how much time they'll lose to weather with and without the new drilling tractor.
Do you think Brian will go for it?
Well, she sounded confident. And with the case she's made for it, I can't see any reason why he shouldn't.
Shouldn't you be halfway to Leighton Cross by now?
Let me get me boots on.
If this Mrs. Watkins is as fussy as Mrs. Snell makes
out... I can't do anything for her till I've filled up with diesel, can I?
Aye, the van don't use diesel.
No, but the tractor does. And if I'm going to take the slate over later...
I was saying...
So, first up, home for.
Yeah, right. Hang on, why are you getting diesel there?
Because it don't cost me anything, that's why.
It does?
Yeah.
But... Oh,
$185 to send a few photographs.
Well, that's second class. First.
Second
is...
will do.
Right.
There's no guarantee Boss It's Your Life will even print them.
Right, now, there's your £1 stamp.
Now, they should be kept abreast of our theatrical trials.
And that's the rest.
Oh, I've already taken for Linda's card.
Yes, it's just the postage I owe for. Right.
We are beginning to get the hang of the new system.
It's the first time I've seen you use it.
Well, we went live on Tuesday. Do you want a stamp for the card?
No. No, I'll probably be delivering it by hand. I thought it was rather nice.
Oh, may fortune smile on your new home.
The colours are particularly propitious. I think Grange Farm could do with some positive chi, don't you?
Oh, as for Mr. Serling. That you've been invited to his do tomorrow?
No. Well, the invitation hasn't actually come yet.
Did you see that?
What?
There they go, scurrying off in opposite directions.
Do you mean Dr. Hathaway?
And Janet Fisher. They just bumped into each other outside. Something's going on.
Oh, what happened then?
Didn't you see?
No, we were busy.
They acted like complete strangers.
Oh?
He sort of half nodded at her. She looked completely the other way.
Oh, dear.
Never said a word, then off they go at top speed.
How odd.
No, it isn't. Not if you know what's really been going on between them.
And what's that, Susan?
Morning, Eddie.
Oh, morning, Mr. Aldridge. I didn't know you was around.
Well, I didn't think you'd be here this morning.
Like I just told Debbie, it's not for long. I'm helping Mike for an hour, that's all.
For an hour?
I'm only putting a gallon in, if that's all right.
Well...
top up since I'll be running backwards and forwards.
Yes, okay.
Great. You probably won't see much of me, though. We'll be quite a way down the bank.
Didn't know Mike was coppicing today.
Hey, I always think Debbie wanted to see you about somewhere.
Did she?
Yeah, some report she'd given you.
Oh, Lord, I haven't had time to look at it yet. Where was she?
On her way to the lambing sheds.
Well, I better try and catch her.
See you, Mr. Aldridge.
But why did she give the scarf back?
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Oh. Morning, Clary.
Morning.
Hello, Clary.
Well, she was embarrassed by it.
Well, I don't see why she should be.
Her note said... She didn't feel right accepting it.
You read the note?
Well, she couldn't help reading it where it had been left.
What's all this?
Dr. Hathaway seems to be taking an interest in Janet Fisher.
Well, it's most unusual. If the scarf didn't mean anything...
Exactly.
Janet would simply have kept it out of politeness.
What do you mean he's taking an interest? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He's been giving her presents.
Well, that don't mean nothing.
It does if she sends them back. Embarrassed.
It was obvious something was going on between them this morning.
Oh, certainly looked that way.
You should have seen them, Clary. They bumped into each other outside.
And then acted like total strangers.
He gave a little nod.
She looked completely the other way.
Like two sweethearts who split up.
No, I don't believe it. Not Dr. Hathaway.
That's what happened.
Especially not with Janet. She wouldn't... No.
Beneath the vestments beats a human heart, Clary.
All the same. Mm.
We've seen what we've seen.
Oh, dear. Somehow it's at Grey Gables. I wonder if Caroline's heard anything.
Oh, it's just not possible. Not the doctor and the vicar.
Oh, Clary?
Yeah?
Eddie has remembered.
Oh, yes, yeah, he's on his way to Leighton Cross right now.
One last little drop.
It's not my day, Eddie. I was half...
Oh, flippy, Nick.
Well, you're not still refueling.
I've finished now.
You must have got a whole tank full.
Oh, blimey, I suppose I have.
Eddie.
I must have been daydreaming. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, it's a good job you filled up.
Is it?
The hydraulic pump's just packed up on the John Deere. Can't get parts till tomorrow.
Oh, that's a pain.
Certainly is. We're renewing the track past Littleton Brook.
Oh.
And we needed it to take over the hardcore.
Right.
Well, we're stuck now. Unless...
I suppose I could shift a little bit across for you.
You wouldn't mind?
No, no.
Well, that'd be very helpful.
No problem.
But I have to tell you, Eddie, there's an awful lot of rubble to move.
Ah.
And to be honest, it's a full day's work.
Well...
But then I take it you are free all day.
Now then,
I didn't have any other plans for all that diesel, did you?
No, of course not.
Well, that's good. Now, if you pull round behind the machine shed...
Look, the only thing is...
Yeah?
Any chance of using your mobile before we get started?
Oh, sure.
So...
Well, I'll tell the lads we're in business after all.
Oh. Now, where's that number? Oh, right. Oh, flipping heck. She ain't gonna like this. Come on, Mrs. Watkins.
They said the head's engaged.
Yes.
And everything else is all right.
The scan was fine.
You must be relieved. Are you come to sit down, Phoebs?
Well, I knew everything was all right anyway. You know how your baby is.
I suppose it must do.
It was exactly the same with Phoebe.
Oh, it's cold today.
I haven't been out.
Well, you do right. It's miserable.
Are you coming over here?
Find a table, sweetheart.
Are you coming to sit next to Mummy?
Oh. She's seen the dried flowers.
Well, look, but don't touch Phoebe. Usually she sits and plays with me for hours.
I should have brought more toys over.
She likes what she's got here.
Yes, I know she does. Well, I bet it's a lot warmer in Cape Town.
Much,
yes, I bet.
More coffee?
No, I'm all right. The fruit tea you had smelled nice.
Do you want some?
No.
Oh, I can easily...
No, honestly, really, it just smelled nice.
Have you seen my bracelet, Phoebe?
Well, I suppose we really ought to talk about what I came over for, really.
Oh, careful.
Why don't you come and sit down, sweetheart? Tiny Ted company.
Good girl.
That's it. He's sitting in on his own. Yes, he is.
So, what do you think?
Us all going out together?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Here you are, darling. I'll take it off for you. Well, it's pretty, isn't it?
Well, what do you want to do, Phoebs?
And the next load. All right. Now, come on. Please be in this time. Be in. No, it can't need a recharge.
Eddie?
Oh, we're really motoring now, Mr. Aldridge. This is my sixth load.
Any chance my mobile back?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thanks.
I was going to give it to you earlier, as soon as I realised it weren't working.
It's not working.
It's run right down.
Well, you must have given it some hammer, then.
Oh, not really.
Well, every time I passed you this morning, you had it clapped to your ear.
Oh, I've tried making one or two calls.
None of the matter, is there?
No, not at all. We're making great progress with the track. Things couldn't be better.
Be careful, sweetheart.
It's all right, darling. There's no harm done.
Oh, she could have broken the vase.
Look, don't worry about the flowers, leaves and Hayley.
Oh, I better not leave all the mess on the floor.
Look, don't make a big thing of it. She knows not to do it again.
Right. Sorry, I'll leave them.
Look, please sit down. It's no big deal.
Okay. So, you reckon Friday's possible?
Well, I'm happy to take her out any time.
Well, yes, but if the days I've got...
I can live with Friday.
And the Blackberry Lion is open then?
I wouldn't have suggested it otherwise.
No, of course not. Right. We know what day we're going.
If we're going to do it.
Okay, we have got to do it. Look at her. She's so jumpy. If we all have a good time together.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, what time do you want to set off?
Well, there's a train leaves Hollerton at 11.
Right. Well, if me and Phoebe pick you up about 10:15...
Is that okay?
Of course. I'll make her a packer.
No, I'll do her lunch.
Honestly, I don't mind.
She'd normally be here anyway.
Right. I'll bring her drinks then.
Okay. Hello? Anyone home?
Eddie?
Hello?
We're in here.
Do you know who that is?
Don't hide.
Yeah, I'm sorry to barge in. The back door weren't locked.
Are you looking for Dad?
No, I was wondering if I could use your phone that sort of urgently.
Of course.
Oh, here, take my...
Oh, to her.
Is something wrong?
Oh, sorry.
What?
I've spent the whole morning watching hundreds of pounds disappear. Maybe 2 grand.
No.
Oh, please, Mrs. Watkins, pick up.
Mrs. Watkins?
What's she playing at?
Well, Clary rang with a message from her.
Aye?
I was going to pass it on, but then Hayley came round.
Mrs. Watkins spoke to Clary?
Yeah. What was it?
Oh, you needn't bother telling me.
It was something about... Oh, I wrote it down somewhere.
Oh, let me guess. She agrees with Mrs. Snell I'm a complete waste of space.
I don't think it was that. Hang on.
Oh, hiya, Phoebe. Yeah, I feel like hiding under a cushion as well.
Say hello to it. That's it. She's really sorry. Her mum's had to go into hospital suddenly, so she can't be at home today.
What? She ain't at home?
Can you fix up another time to go round?
Oh, I told her to be careful, sweetheart.
It's all right, darling. There's no harm done.
Oh, she could have broken the vase.
Look, don't worry about the flowers. Leave them, Hayley.
Oh. I better not leave all the mess on the floor.
Look, don't make a big thing of it. She knows not to do it again.
Right. Sorry, I'll leave them.
Look, please sit down. It's no big deal.
OK.
So, you reckon Friday's possible? Well, I'm happy to take her out any time.
Well, yes, but of the days I've got...
I can live with Friday.
And the Blackberry Lion is open then?
I wouldn't have suggested it otherwise.
No, of course not. Right. We know what day we're going.
If we're going to do it.
OK, we have got to do it. Look at her. She is so jumpy. If we all have a good time together...
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, what time do you want to set off?
Well, there's a train leaves Hollerton at 11.
Right. Well, if me and Phoebe pick you up about 10:15...
Is that OK?
Of course. I'll make her a packer.
I'll do her lunch.
Also, don't mind.
She'd normally be here anyway.
Right. I'll bring her drinks then.
Hello? Anyone home?
Eddie?
Hello?
We're in here.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, don't hide.
Yeah, I'm sorry to barge in. The back door weren't locked.
Are you looking for Dad?
No, I was wondering if I could use your phone that sort of urgently.
Of course. Oh, here, take my...
Oh, sorry.
Is something wrong?
Oh, sorry.
What?
I've spent the whole morning watching hundreds of pounds disappear. Maybe £2,000. Please, Mrs. Watkins, pick up.
Mrs. Watkins?
What's she playing at?
Well, Clary rang with a message from her.
Aye?
I was going to pass it on, but then Hayley came round.
Mrs. Watkins spoke to Clary?
Yeah. What was it?
Oh, you needn't bother telling me.
It was something about... Oh, I wrote it down somewhere.
Oh, let me guess. She agrees with Mrs. Snell I'm a complete waste of space.
I don't think it was that. Hang on.
Oh, hiya, Phoebe. Yeah, I feel like hiding under a cushion as well.
Say hello to it, Anne.
That's it. She's really sorry. Her mum's had to go into hospital suddenly, so she can't be at home today.
What? She ain't at home?
Can you fix up another time to go round?
So she don't know? Oh, yeah.
Is that good news?
Oh, well, sorry.
Well, Clary said she sounded really apologetic.
Oh, well, I should flaming well hope so. There's me racing off to Leighton Cross, and she's not even in when I get there.
You've been to Leighton Cross?
No.
No?
No, I haven't. And it's a good job, too. Traffic on market day's terrible.
Right.
Who's unreliable now, Mrs. Watkins?
I'm sorry I didn't pass it on earlier.
Oh, not a problem. I'll leave you all in peace. Bye-bye, Phoebe.
Eddie, my mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh, I've got that many strands to my business empire. It's a wonder I don't forget me head sometimes.
See you.
See you. Did you understand?
No, not a word.
Me neither.
Still, if he's happy.
Yes. Right then. Phoebe, shall we get ready to go? Should be a good day.
Let's hope so.
Well, that's down to us, isn't it?
They've done you proud.
Well, if you're going to use Ketters, use good ones.
Mortadella?
Oh, good, they're remembered.
Taking a risk, aren't you?
How?
Offending the other farmers. Imported meat.
We all have our weaknesses, Caroline. Mine is Italian cuisine.
Hence the pecorino as well.
Everything else is British.
Is there another leaf to the table?
Oh, I meant to do that earlier. Jane and I were very fond of Umbria. We used to go to Lake Trasimeno when we could.
Near Perugia?
Yeah, that's it. Lovely spot. Not that we ever got enough holiday.
Ah, that's better.
It will all get eaten, won't it?
Oliver, this is Ambridge. We like our food and drink.
Good place to co-own a pub, then.
It has been over Christmas.
Well, the bull's always buzzing when I've been here.
Well, that's down to Jolene.
Oh, she's the woman...
With the big hair.
Yes, very friendly.
Does the food look all right like that?
Much better than I had it laid out.
I wasn't sure what to make of her at first. I thought she might just be trading on her looks.
Well, she can afford to.
Oh, she's got a good head for business as well. She's brought in a lot of trade. Opening the bull upstairs, the quiz, Father Christmas.
Good for her.
Now she's keen to get the stock and accounting systems computerised.
Well, you have to these days.
Oh, Sid would never have come up with an idea like that.
Can I tempt you? A taste of mortadella?
Oh, go on.
Pub can't fail in a place like this.
Not true. Cat and Fiddle closed last year.
Do you want to...
Oh, thank you.
Well, they must have been doing something wrong. Everyone's so sociable here.
You are in a honeymoon phase with Ambridge.
People I hardly know keep coming up to me.
Oh, this is delicious.
I mean, who is it? Mrs. Snell, I think.
Linda Snell.
Oh, yes, doesn't know me from Adam. But every time I see her in the village, I get the most enormous smile.
Mm. She may have an ulterior motive.
Oh?
I rather think she and her husband wanted to come tonight.
Oh, dear, have I slipped up not inviting them?
It depends how keen you are to spend your housewarming being lectured.
Well, not very keen.
She's anti-Hunt.
Ah. Best postpone the pleasure of her company for another time, then.
Oh, I think so. Do you want to put the flowers out?
Oh, yes, please. It was very good of you to bring them.
I'll get some water.
Caroline?
Mm-hmm.
Now I've admitted my predilection for spicy Italian food, isn't it time you acknowledged some of your vices?
Oh, I don't have any.
How disappointing.
At least none I admit to this early in the evening.
Hiya, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Simon. I'm not sure. These earrings are right. What do you think?
Ah, they look good.
Oh, I don't know.
The whole effect is electric.
Do I detect a slight overstatement?
No, I mean it. Our contingent will be the ornament of Oliver Sterling's intake.
You're certainly looking very smart.
My students consider me a fashion icon.
Is Debbie nearly ready?
There's been a setback, I'm afraid.
Oh?
Yeah, I brought the dress she wanted from home. I'd almost lured her away from lambing percentages. Then Brian came into the office.
Well, he's got more sense than to distract her now.
Or the other way round. Debbie wanted to hear his decision on the new gizmos.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we need to leave soon.
I tried making that point.
Oh, well, you should have insisted.
I soon realized I was surplus to requirements in there.
Neither of them has any sense of timing.
It won't be long. All Brian has to do is say yes.
Well, has he got his suit on?
He certainly has. There's room for remedial work around the cuffs, maybe, but otherwise he looked ready.
Oh, well, that's something.
Is Kate coming with us?
She's staying in with Alice.
Oh, not her kind of gathering.
No, not really. Mm. And she's got a big day on tomorrow.
But back at the clinic?
No. She's taking Phoebe on a steam train.
Oh, hey.
With Haley.
That sounds more positive.
Oh, well, keep your fingers crossed.
Jenny, where are my cufflinks?
Where did you leave them, darling?
If I knew that. Oh.
I take it you're through with Debbie.
Yes. I can't go out with my sleeves flapping around.
I'll see if I can move her along.
Well, I'd give her a minute or two if I were you.
Brian?
Why?
Well, she's gone to get changed, but I don't think she's in the mood to be moved along.
I'd better just see.
Now, I'd seriously give her a chance to calm down.
Brian, what have you done?
Nothing.
It doesn't sound that way.
She insisted on hearing my decision.
You've turned her idea down.
She absolutely insisted, didn't she, Simon?
Well, there are ways of breaking bad news.
And quickly is best. And I told her, it's a sound idea, but we're not buying the drill and tractor.
Without any discussion.
There's nothing to discuss.
She's put a lot of hours into that.
Don't tell me my job.
Brian?
Oh, well, for heaven's sake. I mean, I could see the trouble she'd been to. Everything she said was very interesting and persuasive.
Obviously not persuasive enough.
Oh, can't I get it through to anyone? The business is taking a beating. This is no time to make great capital investments.
Well, it's hardly the time to start arguing over machinery, either.
Do you have any idea how much time she spent on this?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to see how she's doing.
Who the hell does he think he's talking to?
Well done, Brian. We're all in the party mood now, aren't we?
Oh, it's a fabulous place.
Do you know it?
Yes, I haven't been for a while.
It's a good bit older than our pub.
Only the cellars are.
Bearfield's a place with a big knot garden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I've got to admit, it's all beautifully set up for children.
We saw one or two ideas we might pinch.
Ah, so that's what you're up to.
It was all really simple stuff. Information boards at different heights. No children can read them easily.
And the touchscreen computers.
Oh, they were brilliant. Do you know, you can explore any part of Bearfield through the ages just on the computer.
Well, that's the sort of thing you need these days.
We had a great time, didn't we?
Yes, in the end.
Well, I must get over there again sometime.
Okay. Oliver, do you want me to get that?
Oh, would you?
It's all right, Caroline. I'm going through anyway.
Oh, thanks.
So you enjoyed your visit?
In the end, yes. Though it could have been a disaster.
Nothing of the sort. This is being melodramatic.
You tripped over one of the low-level signs?
No.
While we were at Bearfield, a school party was visiting Lower Loxley.
Yeah, and one of them got separated from his class on the nature trail.
Only for 20 minutes.
It was serious, Nigel.
If anything goes wrong on a school trip, parents come down like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, of course they do.
Fortunately, our manager dealt with it admirably.
Good. Nice to have someone you can rely on.
Oh, she's splendid.
Oliver.
Hello.
There's a young man at the door bearing gifts.
Well, gifts. It's a sword you ordered.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting you to appear right in the middle of the party.
That's when the booze is normally running out, isn't it? Unless you've stashed some cans in the washing machine. Oh, yeah?
Evening, Ed.
Hello.
Let's put the cider in the kitchen, shall we? Through here.
You're not show me the way, Mr. Furlin.
I'm not sure I'd want to try drinking that.
A cirrhosis in a bottle, I should imagine.
It must be odd coming back to your old home during someone else's housewarming.
Ed didn't seem too bothered.
He never does.
Lizzie. I thought Cathy did really well today organising the search.
But I'm glad she double-checked the rare breeds. Maybe the boys' teacher should have known he was mad about those.
The headmistress left a lovely message in the visitor's book.
Yeah, I saw.
Why don't we let Cathy take over managing the shop as well as the cafe?
Well, not yet. Today was more of a one-off.
But she's so capable.
Well, yes, but...
At least until after your operation. It'll give you more time with the twins, wouldn't it?
And that would be lovely. But I need to be working as well.
We could manage.
There's just too much time on my hands.
Not necessary.
Nigel. Whose turn is it to get some more wine?
Oh, all right.
Is she still besotted with him?
Oh, what do you think?
I was the same at Alice's age.
Well, if she's not riding Chandler, she's grooming him or mucking him up. And if she's not doing any of those...
She's talking about
him. Non-stop.
Shula said she's always coming to the stables for tips on pony care.
Oh, I hope she's being a nuisance.
Oh, no, she didn't mean that.
But she must be so busy if Chris's back's still bad.
I suspect she loves having the extra responsibility. Yeah.
Anyone for a top-up?
Oh, are you the wine waiter now?
Oh, you can't get the staff these days, can you?
Thank you. Jennifer?
No, not at the moment, thanks.
I won't say no.
Debbie's been very abstemious. I haven't seen her eat or drink a thing.
Well, it's Lammy. She wears herself out every year.
Well, Lizzie thought she looked pretty miserable. She tried backing her up earlier.
But it's nothing serious.
You've been in the kitchen. There's some lovely grub out there.
Oh, we'll be going through in a minute, Ed.
Now, you want to dig in before it all goes?
We'll bear that in mind.
We'll steer clear of the pink stuff.
What on earth do you mean?
This stuff.
Oh, the mortadella.
Wow. Yes. This tastes disgusting. You'd think you could afford a bit better, wouldn't you, old Oliver?
Mr. Sterling.
Well, I asked if I could call him Oliver, and he didn't say no.
He's a very sociable chap.
He's all right. He might have white pigs here in my room, though.
You've been wandering around upstairs?
Yeah, he's put loads of shelves right where I had my Buffy posters.
Oh, dear.
Well, I had five of them in, like, a star shape. They look anything like as good.
We can't all have your gift for interior design.
If he wants to know how to make this place look smart, he only needs to ask.
That's very good of
you. Have you seen the bathroom?
Yes, I have.
Well, there's this right ancient bath. I don't know what he wants that for.
They're very fashionable, I think.
Anyway, I'm going to go and see who else is here. Enjoy yourselves and don't drink all the lager.
We wouldn't dream of it.
Well...
I suppose if anyone's got the right to feel at home here.
Yes, you've chosen a very good time to get out.
I could see which way the wind was blowing.
See, Oliver, everyone assumes the scale of operation I run is invulnerable.
No one is, in the current climate.
Exactly. That's what I can't get across to my stepdaughter.
Debbie? Oh, whenever I've talked to her at the hunt, she seemed very sound.
Oh, don't get me wrong, she's a first-class farmer. But she doesn't have the experience to know this slump is different.
Well, who has seen it this bad?
This is no time to be buying expensive kit, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, unfortunately, we had a real bust-up over it earlier.
No, I'm going to get myself some more chicken, Oliver. Do you want
anything? No, thanks. Look, shouldn't you be getting home?
Oh, don't you worry about that. Mum don't mind what time I get in.
Oliver, eh?
I can't come down hard on the lad, can I? Not when he used to live here.
Well, I suppose not.
It'll blow over with your stepdaughter, won't it?
Yeah, it would do if she gave up this cultivator drill idea, but she says she's not going to.
You're lucky, really.
Am I?
I always regretted... Well, none of mine showed any interest.
Debbie always has.
And that husband of hers seems a decent chap, too.
Simon. Oh, now don't get me started on him.
Absolutely, I hardly feel. Well, we're going to have to love you and leave you.
Oh, you're not going already.
As soon as Debbie's got her coat.
But it's so early.
I've got lectures in the morning. And Debbie's been so busy, you know. Mm.
What a shame Brian's ruined your evening.
She told you, did she?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
I was hoping company would do the trick, but she just keeps reliving the argument. You know?
I see.
You know what
I've just realised.
Ed, we're talking...
It's all right, old Ollie being so matey, but he still owes me for the cider.
Anyway, I told Debbie I'd say our farewells. So.
Oh, hey. Over?
Yeah.
This has been great.
We've had a fabulous time.
Well, you're not deserting us so soon.
We'd love to stay longer, but see, we're exhausted.
Where's Debbie?
Out in the hall. Now, you won't think us rude.
We'll have to talk properly another time.
And we both think what you've done to the house is fantastic.
Well, thank you.
No, really, really.
I won't be a minute, Brian.
You're not leaving on my account, are you, sir? Why ever would we do that?
I'll just go through.
Don't bother, Brian.
What?
You've taken enough gloss off the evening already, don't you think?
And this is where the line runs close to the river. You safe, Ebes? And what are you after? Hey, let Kate have a little rest. What are you looking for? Hey, your mummy's tired, sweetheart.
I'm okay. I've got my breath back.
Are there any ducks? You can help me look.
Oh, hey? If you're not still hungry.
Horses.
What? You love these, don't you?
Yeah, Neil, up here. See what you can see.
Maybe she's having a bit to eat. It's only a few raisins. Well, I know.
It's good that she likes healthy snacks. Do you want Mummy to get some out for you?
Yes. No, for what? Inch. One. Two.
Her eyes are bigger than her belly.
Three. I wouldn't let her have them if they were bad for her.
Only slightly.
Hayley.
What?
I'm sure they'll be having a great time.
Yes.
Hayley's very level-headed.
Kate takes her responsibilities very seriously.
And they've chosen the right day to go.
Yeah, at least the rain's held off.
Have you no oven chips, Betty?
Oh, not till the next delivery, I'm afraid.
Ah, big spuds it is, then.
I'm glad it has kept dry. I've had to walk down.
Oh, why's that, then?
Well, everything comes at once, doesn't it? My car's in for service and Brian's in Felpersham all day.
Well, you know what they say about a little gentle exercise.
Well, I could certainly do with losing a few pounds.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Oh, I've overindulged lately.
Who hasn't this time of year?
I did some damage to my waistline last night.
Well, you haven't got anything to worry about.
Did you try the back rooms?
That's a very indiscreet question.
Good, weren't they?
Right, that's 364, please.
Oh, I might have that in change.
Was this the Grange barn do?
Yeah.
Oliver certainly knows how to put on a party.
Quite brave, isn't it? Man on his own, entertaining.
Oh, well, I understand he had some help.
Oh.
It was all done by caterers, yeah?
That's not what I meant. I think that's right, Betty.
Oh, thanks.
Well?
The fresh flowers were rather a feminine touch, weren't they?
And I know that Roy had to cover at Grey Gables so Caroline could get over there early.
Isn't that just good neighbourliness?
No, that's one theory, Ruth.
Mm, time will tell.
But you all had a good evening, then?
Excellent, wasn't it?
Could have been better if Brian and Debbie learned to keep their professional disagreements at home.
Actually, Debbie got some of it off her chest to me and David.
But I wasn't going to let it bother me. I made sure I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Well, that's the main thing.
Yes, bye now.
Bye.
See you.
So, Caroline and Mr. Sterling are getting friendly, then?
Well, they seem to be getting on well last night. Whether there's anything to it.
Must be something in the air. First of all, there's Janet.
Sorry?
Oh, surely you've heard.
Heard what?
About her and Dr. Hathaway.
Getaway.
Can you move like the train? Chugga, 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 chugga. That's it. Your arms are moving the wheels. Listen. Chugga, 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 chugga. Big wheels, darling. Let's have a big chugga-chugga.
Honestly, she'll get giddy.
I'm holding her.
Maybe she's the same in the car.
That's it. Chugga-chugga.
Honestly, if she starts moving around too much, she'll be sick.
She's fine, aren't you, Phoebe? Big wheels.
Yeah, it comes on so fast. 1 minute, she's all
she's
right.
She's sitting for most of the journey. Now she wants to play.
Well, she can play as much as she likes, Sue. We're almost back at Hollerton.
She's perfectly all right with me holding her steady. Yeah, the train's still going chugga-chugga, isn't it?
I promise you, Kate, she'll throw up in a minute.
Hey, will you stop? Please stop telling me how to behave with my daughter. You've given me nothing but grief all day.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Isn't it? She should keep her scarf on. She should keep her gloves on.
Is it getting at you?
No. Oh. You're right, darling. Do you want to carry on? Okay, all right, sit down again. Up you come.
Well, that's probably best.
Happy now you've stopped her playing.
Are you all right there, sweetheart?
Of course, I wouldn't have any idea what's good for her.
I am not saying that.
You've tried to take charge from the start.
I have a little bit more experience with her than you, that's all.
Excuse me?
I'm stating a fact.
That's a new one to me. More experience?
Yes.
I don't remember you being there when Phoebe was born.
You know what I mean.
Or when I was feeding her, when I nursed her when she was sick.
I was there when you took off without her, wasn't I?
Don't you dare... Are you comfy?
Sit right back, Phoebe.
Are you going to look out that side? Okay. I did that for her.
Or maybe you should have stayed away for her as well.
What? I'm her mother.
Don't you think you've damaged that bond just a little bit, abandoning her freely?
I did not abandon her.
You saw how she was when you came back. She didn't know you.
And you can see how we are now. She needs me.
Yes, but you just want to play families for a while.
The reason I came
you
back...
You know what it would do if you try and take her from Roy and me. Well, I mean, there is no way she is going to South Africa.
Oh!
Kate, what is it? Think it's all right, darling. It's all right. Kate, what's the matter?
Oh, this can't be happy.
What?
I've just had the most enormous contraction.
No.
The baby's starting.
David will be wondering what's happened to me.
Well, blame it on me.
Janet and Tim. Are you sure that's right?
Well, don't quote me on it.
I won't. And I hope next week goes better with your computer as well.
Oh, and it was only paying out the pensions yesterday that caused a queue.
Oh, it's like everything, isn't it? You soon get used to a new system.
Yeah. Mind you, I'll be glad when I've got this afternoon out of the way.
Oh?
We're doing our first weekly balance.
Good luck.
Still, at least the chap who helped set it all up is coming back in.
In a couple of weeks, you'll be wondering what all the...
That's it, Maxis. Have you got the number, Betty?
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, can you get it?
Are you all right?
I've got to get to Borchester General straight away.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, have you got the number?
You're just finding it.
Oh, what's happened? Kate's gone into labour.
Oh, no.
Well, it started on the train, and Hayley's just phoned me. And she's driving into the hospital from Honiton.
Oh, my word.
Never mind a taxi. Come on, Jennifer, I'll take you.
Oh, Ruth.
Oh, thank you.
It's starting to come quicker.
It's all right. Oh, Kate, it's all right.
This is the real thing.
We're on the high street. We're nearly there.
Oh.
I promise you, Kate, you're going to be fine. How are you doing back there, Phoebs?
Are you all right, darling?
Phoebs? Oh, dear. Never mind, sweetheart.
She's all right.
Nothing that won't wipe up. I knew those races were a mistake.
And she'd been so sensible this time.
At least Healy's with her.
Well, if you really put your foot down...
Don't worry, I'm going to.
Poor Kate.
She'll be all right.
I'd known I'd never let her go out.
It doesn't work to an exact timetable, does it?
Only I can be with her for the bath.
Why are we stuck out here?
Oh, don't worry.
What are they doing?
Well, they're going to take him to delivery as soon as they can.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You're going in any minute now. Just try and calm and that's it. Nice and steady. Nice and deep. Breathe in.
Where's Phoebe?
Oh, she's all right.
Where is she?
With the nurse.
Now, I know she seemed upset, but she is so excited about having a brother or sister.
It's going to be over soon. It's going to be over soon. You'll be all right. Mom, I'm here. I'm here. They're going to look after you.
It shouldn't be like this.
Just hang on in there.
It's
all right.
It's not how I wanted.
You're in the best possible place. It's okay.
Lucas should be here.
Oh, sweet.
I want him here.
We would if he could be.
This is our baby. He wanted to be with me.
He'll be so proud of you, Kate. Yeah, they're ready.
I can't do this on my own.
Come on, you can.
No! Don't make me go in on my own, Hayley.
I knew we should have gone the back way.
It would have been no quicker.
Why are there always roadworks on this stretch?
At least you got through to Brian.
Well, that hasn't helped. He's in Felbersham. And you know that road across on a Friday. It'll take him forever.
Come on, lights.
Why hasn't Hayley phoned again?
She'll be busy.
You don't think anything's wrong, do you?
No, Jennifer, just relax.
They're changing. Go on. Go, go, go!
Lean on me, Kate. Go on. Oh, oh, come on, Kate. You can do this. For heaven's sake.
Oh, no.
I thought he was going to turn off.
Why doesn't the bloody tractor just pull over and let us pass?
Excuse me.
Jennifer!
Do what the midwife said. Bear down! Bear down! Oh, Kate! It's coming! Your baby's really coming!
At last! Oh, I'll never forgive myself if anything's gone wrong.
It won't.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I can't wait.
Jennifer!
You'll have to catch me up.
This is the quickest way to maternity.
Oh, are you sure?
Trust me. I know my way around this hospital. Come on!
I don't think I've ever seen anything so beautiful.
Isn't she?
She's darling, isn't he? You did so well, Kate.
Hello, little girl.
You were fantastic.
I forgot how much it hurt.
Oh, but wasn't it worth it?
Hayley.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to hold her?
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, just for a minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh. You precious little thing.
I won't ever forget.
I don't think I will.
They'll never let us on a Blackberry line again.
No. All the trouble you've caused. Welcome to the world, sweetheart.
Darling, you all right?
Yes, Mum.
I'm so sorry I was...
Well? I'm holding you, granddaughter.
Oh, look at her. Oh, Kate. Oh, she's simply gorgeous.